Good morning, this is Brother Steve again with the Fountain of Life Daily Inspiration. This morning I want to look at another story, this time a parable that Jesus gave in the New Testament. Matthew chapter 25, the story of the 10 virgins. And one thing we want to keep in mind here is that this is a continuation of the discourse there with Jesus and his disciples on the Mount of Olives there when they were asking him in Matthew chapter 24 when the end of the world would come and all those things, and Jesus gives them some signs and things to look for, and then he gives them some warnings in the end, and this is one of those warnings that he gives of what we should expect or how we should live, and gives him some parables about that. This parable has to do with a Jewish wedding. It would not be as well understood to us, but to the disciples this parable was very well understood because they understood what it all meant to be waiting for the bridegroom and all of that. So, but as we look at this, let's just read through this, Matthew chapter 25, verse 1 through verse 13. Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And 5 of them were wise, and 5 were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them, but the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight there was a cry made, Behold, the bridegroom cometh, go ye out to meet him. Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps, and the foolish said unto the wise, Give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. But the wise answered, saying, Not so, lest there be not enough for us and you, but go ye rather to them that sell and buy for yourselves. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. Afterward came also the other virgins, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered and said, Verily I say unto you, I know you not. Watch therefore, for ye know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. One thing we want to take note here is that these were 10 virgins. It wasn't five virgins and 5 worldly people. These were 10 virgins. These were all professing Christians. These were the people that had an outward show. But what we want to keep, what we want to look at here is there was 5 of these that were spiritually alert, and 5 were not. 5 of them had, they all had lamps. They all had oil in their lamps in the beginning, but only 5 of them had extra oil, that vessel with oil, in case the lamps burned out. The lamps here, as we look at them, would represent outward holiness or an outward show of holiness. The oil in the vessels are an example of the inward life that flows from a relationship with Christ. As we see there in verse 12, the response was when the 10 or the 5 foolish virgins came and asked the Lord to open the door. His response was, Verily I say unto you, I know you not. There was no relationship there. There was an outward form, there was an outward show, there was a light shining, but there was no relationship. Another thing that's is important to note here is where the foolish, Verse 8, the foolish said unto the wise, Give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. And we want to look at the response here Verse 9, but the wise answered, saying, not so, lest there be not enough for us and you, but go ye rather to them that sell and buy for yourselves. One of the things to note here is that that inner life, that relationship with Christ, that oil, that spiritual nourishment that we receive when we are alone with God in those times in our relationship, quiet relationship with Him, that's something we cannot give to each other. That's something every man must receive for himself. While on the other hand, the lamp, representing the outward show of holiness of godliness, that is something that we can give to each other, or it's very easy for us to just go to someone else and say, how should this look? How should I dress? What should I look like? And we can follow those kind of things. We can follow a list of rules, and it's very easy for us to fall into that trap, to just want to follow a list of rules, just to want to follow a creed or whatever. You tell me how I should live, and I'll do it. And that represents the lamps represent in this story. And they all had that. They all had that outward shine of holiness, and they all had the show on the outside. They all had their lights shining. Another thing that I want to note here is that the foolish virgins, they had their heart after the things of the world. They also represent somebody that starts in fresh. Let's see, like Matthew chapter 13, where he gives the parable of the sower there in verse 21. Yet hath he, no, verse 22. He also that received seed among the thorns is he that heareth the word, and the care of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and he becometh unfruitful. And so here, again, we have those foolish virgins represent somebody that is coming into, wants to become a Christian and wants to live like a Christian for selfish reasons. Maybe they want to just for their own, to appease their conscience or whatever. Or they want a show of holiness on the outside, but there's no inner resolve, there's no inner connection with the Holy Spirit, with Christ, and there's no the oil that's in the vessel represents something that's not visible, something that's hidden. That resolve within to persevere. We see here that they all fell asleep, but the wise virgins had oil with them, and they had that inner resolve, that connection with Christ that took them through, even in difficult times. The others were only there for selfish reasons. Maybe they wanted to look good, and so when hard times came, they did not have what it took, and so their lamps went out. So let us be wise as the wise virgins here, and be diligent in that relationship with Christ. That it's not just an outer form of godliness, but with no power, but that we have the power of the Holy Spirit that comes from that daily communion with the Lord Jesus, and that we can receive when we spend time alone with Him. And may our lives reflect that, not only an outward show, but from an inner heart to serve, and to not only be in it for selfish reasons or for just to look good, but may we have, even as our story yesterday with Elijah and the prophets of Baal, how Elijah was alone and yet he stood strong. And that is a picture of these wise virgins here, that even when things became dark, they still had that inner oil that carried them through to the other end.